USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, and thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. He added that diplomatic efforts were still being carried out by staff at the Kabul airport and would continue as long as it was safe to do so. And the death toll in the earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend is now over 1,400 people. Officials say 1,419 people have died in the 7.2 magnitude quake, with another 6,000 injured. The quake, centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince, has nearly completely destroyed several towns on the country's western peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
During his address to the nation Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, President Biden said that his decision to withdraw troops from the country was the continuation of a Trump-era policy. Former National Security Advisor under President Trump, John Bolton, says that both presidents did have the same idea about bringing troops home from Afghanistan. But Bolton tells Newsmax TV that President Biden has to own the implementation of that withdrawal and the message that it has sent to allies around the world.
The decision to leave was a decision shared by Trump and Biden. Both of them have felt for some time they wanted out, and in that sense, they're two sides of the same coin. The execution of the decision, however, rests entirely with Biden, and it has proven to be a catastrophe. And it has an effect not just on what happens in Afghanistan. This calls into question American resolve and American competence around the world. I think Biden internationally has done himself a great deal of harm.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pfizer and BioNTech submitted data to the FDA on Monday from early-stage clinical studies as they seek authorization for a third booster shot of COVID vaccine. The CDC has already recommended a third dose for those who are immunocompromised, but Pfizer is pushing to open that up to everyone. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said in a statement that initial findings showed that third shot produced antibody levels that significantly exceeded those seen after the initial two-dose regimen. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb explained the possible benefits of a booster shot on CNBC.
What you see in the data right now, and this data is particularly coming out of Israel because they've been tracking very closely people who were vaccinated early, and they vaccinated the population very early, you see a decline in the antibody levels, and we think that that's partly why you're seeing more breakthrough infections in people. And so what we've seen from the data with the third booster is that you can not only restore the antibody levels to what you saw with the initial vaccine series, but you see antibody levels well in excess of that, so 5 to 10 times the antibody levels. And given that Delta is a more transmissible strain, that you have higher viral levels with the Delta variant, it could be that the virus is just overwhelming lower levels of antibodies. So as people's antibody levels decline, the virus is able to overwhelm lower levels of antibodies. So you initially get infected, and then you're dependent upon secondary immune cells like memory B cells and T cells that then fight off the infection. And that's why we're seeing more breakthrough infections with this Delta variant.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.